The Quran spreading its light. Once again, Iran's most important Quranic event is underway, this time with over 100 contenders from 70 different countries taking part. The annual competition is held by the Awqaf and Charity Affairs Organization and was initiated 4 years after the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
Before the victory of the revolution, people in Iran were generally detached from the Holy Quran. But now, thanks to these competitions, you see young and old learning to recite and memorize the Holy Quran.
But this is more than just a competition. The main objective of all this is to encourage reading the Holy Quran and taking it to a higher level and putting its teachings into action.
The 31st international competitions are held in two sections, reciting and memorizing. And our slogan this year is solidarity, and we hope that this promotes acting upon the teachings of the Holy Quran.
Iran's 31st International Quran Competition, as always, has brought together world-famous Quran reciters and memorizers.
The memorizing category has three sections. I came in seventh in the last competitions.
I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a good voice. Ahkam al-Tajweed, alhamdulillah, I studied. And this is the reason why I chose to participate in this category.
This is probably the most important event in the Muslim world because it brings all of us together.
It's not actually to get a position in this program. So it's like advertising, like you by participation in this program, you show the people, you make some like the other youths to get interest in this way.
It's not about winning and losing. It's about all of us. Shia and Sunni are here for one thing.
And so contenders will be on stage to display their skill and mastery.
The competitions will continue for the next 6 days, and on the final day, the participants will have a chance to meet with leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.